Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're examining something that affects millions of businesses and consumers alike: debt collection. But here's the thing. Did you know that most consumers expect companies to deliver personalized interactions? This is reshaping how we think about collections entirely.
That's exactly right. You know, when I started in this industry, the playbook was pretty straightforward: call, demand payment, repeat. But what we've learned is that this aggressive approach actually backfires more often than not. Customers shut down, they avoid you, and ultimately your recovery rates suffer.
So let's break this down. How do customer-centric approaches actually differ from those more aggressive methods we're used to hearing about?
The difference centers on shifting from a one-size-fits-all mentality to understanding that every customer's situation is different. Traditional collections focus on demanding payment at any cost. Customer-focused approaches prioritize understanding and assisting customers rather than just demanding payment. We're talking about empathy here, recognizing that most people actually want to repay their debts. They just need flexible options that align with their reality.
That makes sense. And I imagine this is especially important for utility companies who need to maintain ongoing relationships with their customers.
Absolutely. Utility companies face a unique challenge because they're not just trying to recover debt. They're trying to preserve long-term customer relationships. Think about this. When customers get pestered by frequent phone calls and inaccurate notifications, they start to associate the provider with shame and poor service quality. That damages the brand permanently.
Right. So what does a successful customer-focused strategy actually look like in practice? I mean, how do you balance being firm about payment while still being understanding?
Great question. The foundation lies in early and proactive engagement. Don't wait until someone's 3 months behind. Use data analytics to identify patterns like increased credit usage or declining scores that might signal financial distress. Then reach out with solutions before they fall behind completely.
That's fascinating. So you're essentially predicting problems before they become bigger issues?
Exactly. And then we focus on personalization. No two customers are alike, so why should repayment be? We're talking custom payment plans, deferrals, short or long-term relief options. I had one case recently where a customer lost their job unexpectedly. Instead of threatening disconnection, we worked out a plan that let them keep their utilities on while they got back on their feet.
I see. Go on. What role does technology play in all this?
Oh, technology is huge. AI and machine learning can predict customer behavior, optimize collection strategies, and automate routine tasks. But here's the key. We're not replacing human interaction. We're making those interactions more meaningful. Self-service portals are a perfect example. Customers can access information and manage their debt 24/7 without speaking to an agent. And most customers actually prefer this method.
That point about meaningful interaction sets up our next piece: compliance and regulation. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
When businesses need effective debt recovery that maintains customer relationships, they turn to ethical collection strategies. Our team understands that successful collections require balance, firm but fair approaches that help companies recover what they're owed while preserving valuable customer connections. We provide complete debt recovery services designed specifically for utility companies and other businesses seeking compliant, customer-focused solutions. Learn more at the link in the description.
Picking up on that meaningful interaction idea, how do you handle compliance when you're trying to be more customer-friendly? Isn't there a risk of being too lenient?
Not at all. Compliance and empathy actually go hand in hand. Regulations like the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act and the Telephone Consumer Protection Act are designed to protect consumers from harassment. When you're respectful and solution-oriented, you're naturally more compliant. Plus, modern platforms can automate compliance monitoring, tracking contact frequency, verifying right party contact, maintaining audit trails.
Makes sense. Now, for our listeners who might be skeptical, does this customer-centric approach actually work? Are we talking about real results here?
The results are really encouraging. Companies using multi-channel customer-focused strategies are seeing significant improvements in recovery rates compared to traditional aggressive methods. We're seeing substantial increases in successful debt recovery while maintaining customer relationships. And here's the kicker. Recovering existing customers costs less than acquiring new ones, so preserving those relationships has long-term value beyond just debt recovery.
Right, exactly. So we've established that customer-focused collections work better than aggressive tactics. But let me ask this. What advice would you give to a utility company that's hesitant to make this shift? Maybe they're worried about appearing weak, or, you know, like they're going soft on collections?
Going soft. That's what my old boss used to say. But I'd tell them that strength doesn't mean being the loudest voice in the room. True strength is building trust and getting results. When you treat customers with dignity, offer flexible solutions, and use technology to streamline the process, you're being smart, not weak. The goal goes beyond just collecting debt. You're building a sustainable business model.
I mean, that really captures what we've been discussing today. Customer-focused debt collection doesn't only mean being nice. Effectiveness matters too. For everyone listening, have you ever experienced debt collection personally?
That's the perfect way to think about this. Every interaction is an opportunity to either strengthen or damage that relationship. When you choose empathy and flexibility over aggression, you're not just recovering debt, you're building loyalty that lasts long after the balance is paid. That same principle applies whether we're talking about utility bills or any other kind of debt recovery.
Couldn't agree more. Thanks for sharing these insights with us today. For anyone interested in learning more about ethical debt collection approaches, you can find additional resources at the link in the description. Until next time, keep those customer relationships at the center of everything you do.